the mountain of spices.
所以弟兄姊妹很有意思的。
Very interesting.
意思就是说，有一天主回来的时候。
One day when the Lord returns.
根据我们的经历。
According to our experience.
我们今天你一个人，你有末药，我也有末药。
You and I both have myrrh.
但是不是末药山。
But it is not the mountain.
你有基督的香气，我有基督香气。这不是摩亚山。
We have the fragrance of the Lord. That's not.
乃是教会聚在一起的时候。
It is only when the church gathers together.
你看，你香气就发出来了。
Then there's that fragrance.
你如果这一次去那个香，你如果去营基地的话
，If you go to Engadi,
他们会告诉你说
，They will tell you.
那里有凤仙花，我们去当然要看凤仙花。
There's the hand of blossoms. You want to see that?
它是凤仙花特点在哪里
？But what's the specialty?
如果就一颗凤仙花的话
，If you only have one.
你闻不出香味来。
You can't smell the fragrance.
如果是一群的这个像这个凤仙花的
，But if you see a whole grouping of the flowers,
你在好远好远地方都闻到
You will then smell it from far away.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
这是为什么主耶稣不愿意做独生子
？That is why the Lord didn't want to be the only begotten.
一粒麦子为我们落在地里死了。
grain of wheat ground,
结果结出许多子
来。Flies,
他信众人进到荣耀里，众子进到荣耀里。
And he brings many sons into glory.
当教会聚在一起的时候
When the church gathers together,
老远的地方人就闻到基督的芳香。
From a very far distance, people can smell that.
所以保罗才讲到基督的香气。
And therefore, the Paul speaks of the aroma of Christ.
那个香气不是独生子的香气。
That aroma is not of the only begotten.
那是长子的香气。
But that is of the first.
这里面满了属灵的意思。
It is full of spiritual meaning.
所以你怎么能够说地理的背景不重要呢？
How can you say the background or the setting of geography is not important?
明白吗？所以第三个场景，你看见吗？先是王宫。
First,
we see the
first scene of Jerusalem.
然后就到犹太的旷野。
And then we go into the wilderness.
然后慢慢就往死海走了。
And then you go to the Dead Sea.
死海是那个地方最低的地方。
And the Dead Sea is the lowest point.
耶路撒冷是最高的地方。
Jerusalem is the highest.
但是不要忘记。
Don't forget.
那里的秘密是什么呢
？What is secret?
整个迦南地的香料最重要的发源地就在荆棘地。
All the spices of the land of Canaan, the place of origin, the most important is in Engadi.
所以在那里王正坐席的时候，我的拿达香膏就发出香味。
So my spikenard brings out the fragrance.
你知道当时这个真拿达香膏
？So the true spikenard.
玛利亚打碎的时候
，When Mary broke that bottle.
那个是香精啊。
It was the thick essence of
it. 对，它是 essence. 所以根本是一滴一滴用的。
So it was by drop.
那个是一滴一滴用的。
It was used drop by drop.
而且极贵重的拿达香。
Very expensive.
为什么贵
Why expensive?
因为从印度来的。
Because it came from India.
为什么从中国印度来的？为什么
？Why?
它是种在喜马拉雅山。
Because it was born out of the Himalayas.
你一定要3000到5000公尺才能长那个东西。
It has to grow 3000 to 5000 feet.
所以你的奉献是根据你属灵的高度的。
So your consecration is based on your spiritual.
你说我把我自己奉献给主。
If you say I consecrate myself to the Lord.
你的拿达怎么发出香味来
？How does the fragrance come out of your?
除非主把你带到3000公尺、5000公尺。
Unless the Lord brings you to 3000, 5000 feet.
当主你跟与主一同坐在天上的时候。
And when you are seated with Him in the heavens.
那个时候你能够把自己奉献给主。
And then you can consecrate yourself to the Lord.
那是极贵重、极贵重。
Very, very expensive.
稀奇吧？
Is that amazing?
在所罗门那个时候，
During the time of Solomon,
就在那个地方，他们找到一些秘密，也可以在那里有拿达的香膏。
There, they found a secret that there is spikenard.
当然，起头都是借助这些，都借助大道，这个王的大道从很多地方就来。
And they all came through the way such as the king's highway.
你知道不知道，在古时候啊，读圣经很清楚的。
You know, in the old times when you read the Bible,
香料跟金子跟银子是一样的价钱。
The value of spices is the same as gold and silver.
所以大家在这个大道上面运的东西，你去看圣经里面所有运的东西，通通是要么是金子，要么是香料。
So read the Bible. Anything that shipped on the king's highway either was spices or gold.
告诉大家一个秘诀。
I'll tell you a secret.
为什么我们今天历史上发现这么多新大陆、新世界啊？
Why do we find so many new worlds in history?
你看哥伦布为什么要发现新大陆啊
？How come Columbus found the new continent?
他要找香料。
Because he was looking for.
他要找 islands of 这个 islands of spices， 就是很多很多这一类像香料岛啊什么的。
He was looking for islands of spices。
我可以跟大家挑战。
I will challenge。
你只要不管。葡萄牙人也好，西班牙人也好，甚至英国人也好，
whether the Portuguese, the Spanish, or the English,
他们说我发现一个新地方了。
They say I discovered a new place.
最早的动机都是要香料。
Their first purpose really was to find spice.
所以当你读到雅歌的时候，
so when you read Psalms,
你看见这个这些东都是都这些你就知道了。
Now you understand.
当时的耶路撒以色列是不产这个这些东西。
Originally, Israel didn't produce these things.
从很远的地方。
From very far away.
走了很远的道路。
After many distance.
所以当然付上很大的代价。
Paying a great price.
然后才有这些香料。
Then you have the spices.
所以讲的没药啊。
When you speak of myrrh.
讲的乳香啊。
Frankincense.
讲到乳香缸。
The hill of the Frankincense.
还有末药山。
And the mountain of myrrh.
香料山呢。
The mountains of spices.
弟兄姊妹，你看雅各一直提到这些，对不对？
Psalms mentioned it.
还有香花旗。The bed,
the bed
of spices.
Of spices.
你看讲的香花旗是一片一片的香料。
So then you see the beds of spices.
所以请记得，这就是我们属灵的生活。
This is our spiritual life.
属灵的生活不是叫你到修道院把自己隐藏起来。
Spiritual life doesn't mean you hide yourself in a monastery.
你如果是爱主的，
if you love the Lord,
香气是藏不住的。
Spices cannot be hidden.
你怎么躲都躲不掉。
You cannot flee spices.
一面是我们的奉献。
On one hand is our consecration.
另一面这就是我们的见证。
On one hand is our testimony.
你的见证是什么？
What is your testimony?
主有没有在你身上？人有没有在你身上闻到基督的香气？
Do people smell the fragrance aroma?
你把你自己躲起来了。
When you hide yourself,
你是不是也把基督隐藏起来了？
Does that mean you hide Christ as well?
所以让我们记得。
Let us remember.
这是为什么在雅歌里面好几次提到香料。
In the Song of Songs, that is why spices are mentioned so much.
所以这是第三个场景。
That is the third scene.
那第四个，就第二章第一节以后。
The fourth one is after chapter 2 verse 1.
一直到第七节。
Until verse 7.
那里讲到男子我的良人在男子中如同苹果树在树林中。
Like an apple tree among the trees of the woods, so is my beloved among the
trees. 所以很明显这里园子充满了许多的树。
Here we see that this garden is full of trees.
所以你看见我的良人就像苹果树，我能够在他的荫下。
My beloved is just like the apple tree, and I can be in its shade.
这里不仅有葡萄苹果树，而且也有葡萄树。
Here not only do you have the apple trees, but you have a vine.
所以如果你读传道书的话。
When you read Ecclesiastes,
所以你就知道说所罗门他有个园子的。
You know that he has a garden.
他的园子里面种满了许多各样各样的树。
And in Solomon's garden, there are many trees.
所以你看见吗？所罗门他的的确，当你读传道书，你知道他是怎样怎样的一个人。
When you read Ecclesiastes, you can know what kind of person Solomon is.
那所罗门的园子在哪里呢？
Where is the garden of Solomon?
大概就在三条谷。汇聚的地方。
It is at the meeting point, intersection point of the three valleys.
三条谷哪三条谷呢
？What three?
耶路撒冷跟跟耶路撒冷跟什么？跟橄榄山中间有一个谷叫希伦溪谷。
So there is between Jerusalem and Mount of Olives, there's the Kidron Valley.
好，耶路撒冷南边有一个谷叫做辛嫩谷 ，Hinnom Valley, Hinnom Valley.
在哪里？
南边，南边。
On the southern port is the Hinnom Valley.
明白吗？这个希伦溪谷。
So here you have the Kidron.
这个呢是什么？这个是这个辛嫩谷。
The Hinnom Valley.
他们的垃圾都是倒在这里的。
All the trash is sent over here.
所以主耶稣用这个做比喻嘛。
So the Lord uses this as an example.
因为很多垃圾，所以他的虫是不死的，什么什么这些，就是用那个做比喻。
So he used that example because of all the trash is sent to that area.
所以我们知道将来的在新耶路撒冷外面就有一个火湖，就像这样，主耶稣所说的。
So we know that there's a fire pit outside of Jerusalem and that's that area.
所以这是耶路撒冷，这是橄榄山，这个是。这是希伦溪谷。
So you have the Kidron and then you have Hinnom.
还有这个下面是辛嫩谷，这个希伦溪谷。
The Kidron and the Hinnom.
那么这个是古城。
This is the city of the valley.
Old city. Old city.
Old city.
那这个城呢可以分成两部分。
So you see two sides of the city.
有一个叫东山，一个叫西山。
The eastern mountain, the western mountain.
这个东山就是摩利亚山。
Eastern mountain is Moriah.
西山就叫做西山。
Western mountain is called the western mountain.
有一部分叫锡安山。
Or the Mount Sinai.
但 这不是圣经里面的大卫的锡安山，不是。
It's not the one that David.
这是后来的传统。
That's a traditional one.
那么这两个部分怎么分的呢？是有一个 valley 叫中央 valley, 中央山谷。
It's split into the central valley.
Yeah,
central valley.
有 central valley.
Central valley.
但是呢你要知道我现在给大家看的是很这个四四方方的。
What I show you is kind of square.
但其实不是。其实呢西伦西谷应该这样子斜过来，你看这样子。
So actually the Kidron comes across this way.
所以你看西伦西谷。
That's a,
中央山谷。
And then you have the central valley.
还有呢新嫩谷。
And the Hinnom valley.
最中间这个地方
so at this very central point,
最低最低的
at the very bottom,
所有的水有水从基逊泉的水就流下来
so all of the water then comes through
from
here
Gihon,
from
Gihon Spring.
The Gihon Springs
附近还有一个 spring 叫 Roger Spring
and there's also the Roger Spring
罗杰泉也在附近
is also near here
所以你看因着这些水就好像这一带要有那么多水下来
Because of all the bodies of water, water coming.
因为它在山谷里面
and because it's in the valley.
所以你种的植物都可以是亚热带的植物
So you see all the tropical plants.
所以所有的树都可以长在这个地方
So all the trees can grow here.
所以这个交汇的地方就是 King's Valley, 就是所罗门的园
So the King's Valley is at this intersection point.
所以这个大概就是第一章那个所在所那个场景大概是这样。
That is the background of where the first chapter is.
那么很可惜，现在很多很多很多阿拉伯这个巴勒斯坦人住在那里。
A lot of Palestinians live there today.
但是我们还是有办法能够到那个地方。
But we'll probably go there.
我们选择比较特别恐怕在新顿这边，我们从上往下看。
So we'll be able to see it from the top to the bottom from the hill.
当然，今天的情形就不像那个时候的了。
It's a little bit different than before.
而且那个罗杰泉呢，刚好在个清真寺的底下。
The Roger Spring is actually under a mosque.
所以呢，那个情形当然今天的情形跟三千年前就不一样。
Of course, it's very different than 3,000 years ago.
但是那个地理还是一样。
But the geography is the same.
那条山谷，三条山谷都还在。
The three valleys are still there.
我们可以一直走。可以从那里一直走下来。
And we can walk from the top to the bottom.
那么我们现他们现在所发现那个所罗门那个城墙啊。
So now when they found the Solomonic wall.
你如果读圣经，有个门叫马门。
You will see the gate, the
horse gate. 你如果读这个读什么尼希米记的话。
If you read Nehemiah.
那么你看这个所罗门有马的嘛？
You know that Solomon has horses.
他把苏拉米比作从法老的骏马嘛。
She actually mentioned she was a filly of Pharaoh.
那这个马从哪里进出呢？就从那个门进出的。
Where did these horses come in and out? It's through that gate.
所以呢，他有从他那个有一部分的城啊，就突出到城墙外面来了。
So there's a portion of the city that actually extends outside. The
然后有个斜坡下到西伦西谷。
And then there's a slope that goes to the Kidron.
所以呢，所罗门就可以骑着马可以从上面下来。
So Solomon could go on a horse and go down.
所以那一条，尤其西伦西谷，在所罗门的时候是一个黄金的地带。
So the Kidron Valley around that time was a golden age,
golden
area of gold.
所以呀呀，所以你就知道说这个神叫以赛亚。
So God told Isaiah,
就在那一带去见亚哈斯王。
And that was for to be able to see the king.
你可以见到他。
You can see him.
所以那个都是皇区皇家区域 you know? Royal place area.
That was an area, a royal area.
所以这个都跟所罗门有关系的。
It has all to do with Solomon.
我们这样讲的目的是帮助弟兄姊妹明白那个背景。
So the reason we have these messages is so that you can understand the field trip.
然后你再来读圣经的话。
And then when you read the Bible,
那就非常清楚。
Then it becomes clear.
然后从第二章就开始第一座花园然后一共四座花园下去。
And then from chapter 2, you see the first garden and all those other gardens.
现在我们看第四座。
Let's look at the fourth.
那第四座应该在哪里呢
？Where is the fourth one?
非常有意思，你看了吗？这里称赞王女。
Here speaks of the queen.
No, 哎呀，那么讲到王女。